Plus, you just heard in the newscast, Regan Dunn is trying to beg Dow Constein, don't do this cop firing next week. Because my sources, I have internal sources at the King County Sheriff's Office, and they sent me a PowerPoint presentation that the Sheriff's Office expects 39 to 69 officers to be let go next week. And that's not hyperbole. That's an internal document that the Sheriff's Department is using for cop losses. This could be devastating, especially combined with what's happening in Seattle. Regan Dunn is the King County Council member who is pushing for another option for cops, and that would be to just get a test and prove you don't have COVID. He joins us live here on the Dory Monson Show. Mr. Dunn, good to talk to you, sir.
Thanks for having me, Dory.
Absolutely. Okay, so tell me why you are reaching out to the executive on this cop issue.
Well, obviously, we have record levels of homicides and murders in King County. We're set to break the all-time record in King County. We already have a situation where nearly 300 Seattle police officers have been defunded or let go, and 35% of the sheriff's force is gone. With these COVID mandates that were made as the Delta variant was dramatically increasing a couple months ago, we, as you mentioned here just a second ago, are threatened with the real loss of many, many sheriff's deputies, a couple hundred police officers potentially, and anywhere from, I'm hearing, 50 to 100 deputies. We can't afford that. There is a better way. And that better way, Dory, is to follow what most states have done. Even the Biden administration has done this, and that is allow for a weekly testing option so folks who, for whatever reason, don't want the vaccine don't have to get it, can keep their jobs and keep our communities safe.
What do you think the motivation is for not giving cops and nurses and firefighters and paramedics that option? Because as you said, a lot of cities, the L.A. County Sheriff, that's a very liberal city, but the L.A. County Sheriff announced over the weekend that he would not enforce any mandate about proof of vaccination in his county. And so why do you think it is, Regan, that they want to stick with this here?
Yeah, I think that some of the elected leaders that run the Seattle area are unwilling to pivot and change. It's almost become like a political purity test, you know, vaccine or lose your job. And the reality is that around 10% of any population just won't get the vaccine for a lot of different reasons. And right. One of them is they already had COVID-19, for example, and the natural immunity is in some studies potentially better than man-made immunity. There are a lot of reasons, but they won't do it, and they will not give in and will give up their jobs and move on. And so what I'm seeing, I have been called, one of the chiefs of police of a neighboring jurisdiction has called me and said, I've never seen a flood of applications from King County Sheriff's Office before. I am seeing it now. They don't want to work there anymore because this jurisdiction that's taking the applications doesn't have a municipal requirement for a COVID-19 vaccine to keep your job. And yeah, that's the problem I have.
I mentioned last half hour that I know the Tacoma or the Pierce County Sheriff's Office, they don't have a vaccine mandate, and they're offering a $15,000 signing bonus because they have a bunch of open positions. So if a King County deputy wanted to do a lateral down to Pierce County, they could do so, not have the mandate, get a $15,000 bonus, and be in a place where command seems to respect the office. And that's the other issue here, is the King County Sheriff's Office does not seem to respect the officers. And I don't know any public law enforcement official who's had a lower opinion from the staff than Mitzi Johanknik. I mean, this is a disaster.
Yeah, and 59 sheriff's deputy positions are vacant right now. So if you take 59, which we're desperately trying to find people to fill, combined with what, you know, another 50, we're going to have more than 100 deputies off the streets all because of this rule. And remember, it's not just Pierce County. They can go to any city inside King County. They could go across the street you know, go over to Kent or some other jurisdiction that doesn't have a requirement and work there. And when you think about it from law enforcement's perspective, they have been beat down, defunded. They haven't had raises commensurate with other jurisdictions. They are disrespected, and now they have to inject something into their body. Maybe they don't want to. The religious exemptions and medical exemptions are being summarily denied and dismissed. What's the incentive to stay? And that is what I'm trying to stop, a mass exodus of critical employees like our law enforcement from leaving the King County Sheriff's Department.
Well, I mentioned last half hour. I had a deputy on my show week before last. He had made a TikTok video calling out Mitzi Jo Hanknik, and he turned in his resignation right after he made that video. And I talked to him about it that same day. And he said that he's done 4 tours in combat overseas. He had seen his brothers and sisters in arms killed by terrorists. And he said the morale is lower in the King County Sheriff's Office than it ever was when he was fighting in combat, because at least they felt that their leadership supported them when he was in combat. But how damning a statement is that? That your morale is higher losing people in the battlefield than working for the King County Sheriff's Office.
I know, and believe me, it's an issue I come to every day. You know, I'm a pro-law enforcement person. I believe the honor and dignity in that work. We got a lot of work to do to repair and improve the King County Sheriff's Office, and that's my commitment as an elected official. But we can't lose more. It's just going to make the job that much harder.
So have you gotten any response to your letter this weekend calling on them to offer an alternative to the vaccine, that being the getting tested weekly?
Not official response yet, although Mayor Durkin is having a press conference, I understand, in about 10 minutes. And we'll see if we get any kind of formal recognition of our concerns, and we'll see where this goes. But I want to fight for this and continue to fight for the minority of people who, for whatever reason, aren't comfortable with the vaccine, and we'll take you to the mat if necessary.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, and as somebody, I think the vaccine, all the stats, all the data suggests that it's a good idea, but this idea that government can tell you what you must inject into your body, and it's not a true vaccine. There are so many people who have gotten the vaccine who also get COVID. It's just not a true vaccine. And then if you already have had COVID and you have the antibody, all of this, Reagan, it's insanity what we're looking at here. It's amazing.
Yeah, and just remember, you know, we are a free country, right? And so you got to accept higher levels of risk in a free society. People are going to be, you know, you can't just force everybody to do something like you can in a totalitarian regime like China or the Soviet Union. And so I think people need to accept that. And I don't like the mandate not being responsive to this dramatic reduction now in cases in the Delta variant. We're getting way down the infection curve. We're getting much healthier. And so let's pivot from this ultra stern, strict, hardline requirement and be more nuanced like most of the other states are.
Yep. Amen. All right. Reagan Dunn, King County Councilman. Reagan, I appreciate it. Thank you for coming on with me today.
Thanks, Dory, for having me on.
You bet. All right, so there's an alternative that our politicians could embrace. By the way, I got to talk about Liz Rocha, too. I'll get to that a little bit later. Mitzi Jo Hanknik's chief of staff that nobody has seen in the office for 2 years, I'm being told. He's making $180,000 a year. I'll get to that later on in the big show. All right, what do you think? Should our cops be offered an alternative to the vax mandate? 888-973 Cairo. That is our new text line. 888-973-5476. Lots more to come here in the Dory Monson Show.